the thorn,
a portal for God's power. Make your thorn a portal for God's power. What painful areas in your life it seemed like it will not go away. You're praying and you're asking for this in faith, yet it is still there. What is the one thing you feel if you did not have to bear it? This burden, this scar, this wound, this memory, if you didn't have to bear that, you would be able to truly do and be more for Adonai your Lord. 2 Corinthians 12:7-10 says this, even though I have received such wonderful revelations from God, so to keep me from becoming proud, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger from Satan to torment me and keep me from becoming proud. This is Paul talking. 3 different times I begged the Lord to take it away. Each time he said, my grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness. So now I'm glad to boast about my weaknesses so that the power of Christ can work through me. That's why I take pleasure in my weaknesses. And in the insults, the hardships, the persecutions, and troubles that I suffer for Christ. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Paul has seen and he's tasted of extreme power being manifested through his vessel. He has seen in the third heaven extreme mysteries. He has been used as a healing conduit. His vessel, healing flowing through it. I mean, to the place where people were taking his articles of clothing because of the anointing and they were getting healed. Acts 19:11-12 says this, God gave Paul the power to perform unusual miracles. And when handkerchiefs or aprons that had merely touched his skin were placed on sick people, they were healed of their diseases and evil spirits expelled. The residue, guys, of the anointing on the clothing caused the sick to be healed. Paul could have easily gotten puffed up with all that was happening around him and all that God himself was doing through him had he not had that thorn, that buffer to prevent his pride from growing. For example, he could have said, oh yeah, I got power. Look at what I just did. I am so good at this that my garments got my power lingering on it. You keep on talking about me and what I used to be and what I am not. And look at me now. I, Paul, did this. You see what I can do? Really? Paul was rejected often and had to deal with folk talking about him and attacking him and attacking his teaching. Now imagine after each successful event of healing and each successful miracle that God performed, the salvations, he begins to exalt himself. Paul begins to exalt himself. Oh yes, Paul did need a buffer to prevent the growth of ugly pride. And as for me, I've prayed often about the Lord removing this feeling of rejection from me, the fear of rejection, this stuff that was steeped in me as I grew up as a young child, that the level of rejection that I received. And I'm like, Lord, I don't want to experience it anymore. I don't want to feel it. I, in my mind, know that I can go forth in my natural thinking. I can go forth and do better and be better if God would just remove this from me. But it is not so. Now, this is not a truth. The rejection feelings and experiences, what happens is this. It keeps me leaning in on Jesus. and not leaning into my own understanding. I have to lean and depend upon Jesus in all of my ways, acknowledging him so that he can direct my path. So it keeps me dropping to my knees regarding any ask that I might have. What he asked me to do, I always want to say, no, not me. I can't because I don't even have what it takes to do this. Yet, it is okay to say I don't have what it takes in and of myself, but the Lord does. And so I must say, I'll go, Lord, and I will do this if you go with me. Because outside of him, I have nothing. So let me ask you this. What is your thorn? What is it? Think about it. What is it? The one thing that you're praying, God, remove this so that I can do this. God, remove this because I can be so much better. I mean, is it even sickness? Is that your thorn? We're led to believe that that may have been Paul's thorn. Some say that it was his vision, his eyesight. What is it? I will tell you this. Let me tell you this. Don't despise your thorn. Simply embrace it and give thanks. For the Lord your God sees, and his grace will always be more than enough for you to bear it when it shows up and when it appears. Give thanks for what is going to come out of your vessel. Because now that that ugly thorn has raised itself up, it's raised its ugly head, you are now positioned. You're weakened in your fleshly man. And so you're now positioned for greatness. For now the power of God, the Holy Spirit, is able to do these fill-ins with himself. The Lord is present even more. Boast for sure about your weak areas, for this is when God shows himself mighty and strong in your life. Go ahead and praise him right now in the middle of it, for indeed it will happen. The miracle that is to take place somewhere in your space, your life, someone else's life. Somewhere. Get ready for it. When I'm weak, that is when I'm strongest. Now your vessel in its weakest area has become a portal for God's power to be manifested, a conduit for God's power to be manifested. Prepare, embrace yourself for it. Praise and seek God's face for what he is preparing to do in you and through you. Father, we thank you, God, that you are more than enough. We come in Jesus' name and we embrace every single struggle, every single heartache, every single trauma, everything, God, that we think hinders us from walking forth and going forth and doing the work that you've called us to do. We embrace you, Jesus, and we declare that you're more than enough for today. For today is all that matters. Father, help us to be your kingdom citizens, your representatives, Lord God, making your name famous as we decrease into the background. Holy and righteous God, we love you. We thank you for healing, God, in areas of our lives that need healing. We ask that you would expose areas of pride, God, that we are able to surrender it to you and humbly come before your presence for washing. Wash us, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you for the blood covering. We thank you for Jesus. Holy One, it is in your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.